Before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to Christian G, Evelyn P, and Cassandra G, who have been our patrons for a very long time now and are BFFs. So if you want to support the production of this podcast, go support us on Patreon. The link is in the description. It's also patreon.com/bitterbrownfams. As little as a dollar gets you access to a bunch of stuff, but $5 gets you video episodes and $10 gets you an extra episode. This month's extra episode will be about Pride shenanigans. All right. So go check that out. Link in the bio, in the description of the episode. And here we go. We're doing it live. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Ruben, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the Pacific Northwest.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. It is currently 80 degrees and sunny for the rest of the week if all goes well here. Oh my God, it's almost 90. Oh my God, the dog days are over. Oof. Oh my God, chonies.
My bad, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, Patreon exclusive over here.
Stop it.
Yeah. So, what has been a recession indicator as of late for you?
I don't know.
A recession indicator on my personal level is that I joined a Facebook group that's dedicated to my specific kind of car, and it's in Spanish, and it's just a bunch of people like trading tips on fixing their Dodges, because I can't go to the mechanic right now.
Okay, well, I mean, community
Yeah, comunidad.
coming through.
Most of them are in Mexico.
Well, then
Yeah.
you know they can be trusted with that information.
For real. Yeah, my car is really cheap too, so they're also selling stuff. Like the average price of my car is like $1,000. So, that's what's happening in my recession.
I don't know. I don't know mine.
What's your Facebook group
I'm not
participation?
even on fucking, like, I have a Facebook, but I
I thought you
hardly go
were
on
on mommy groups or whatever.
it. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think the only page, it's not a group, it's like a page, I guess, that's like for like one of the autistic organizations in El Paso, but they're just like a typical, last time they posted like this the cop car with like the
Oh,
puzzle pieces
Lord.
thing, and I'm like, bro, no thank you.
Oh my God. Yeah, I
So
was seeing that like the library was even hosting events with like Border Patrol or some shit in
yeah,
the
so that
neighborhood.
was a thing. So one of our local libraries hosted, like, they ended up saying that it was for Career Day. That it was like that it was a series that they were doing for like different careers. And so they had invited a Border Patrol agent to give a presentation at the local library. And the library where this happened, not that it would, you know what I mean? It would still be like shitty at any location, but it was actually in like the Chamizal, which is like a very like prominent migrant neighborhood right at the border, right? And so on top of that, yeah. And so they had posted pictures of it with like the kids and the Border Patrol agent. And luckily, community came through, and there was like, right now, there's like 300 comments on there. But like, yeah, there was a lot of people calling it out, which was awesome to see because usually, like, people in El Paso are like bootlickers for real. So it got a lot of attention. So, like, the news made like a thing about it, and like, they reached out to them for comment, which is why they said like it was like part of their career series and like that the kids loved it and all this bullshit. But it's not like an isolated incident. Like, they have Border Patrol at schools, right? Like recruiting in high schools, but also like when my child was probably like in second grade or first grade, I remember picking him up and he had a Border Patrol sticker and I was like, what the
My
fuck is this?
God, I will cry.
I know. And he didn't even know what the hell obviously what was going on. They just gave it to him. But that's when I realized or found out that they do these presentations like at elementary schools and they don't even inform the parents, right? So now at the beginning of the school year, I kind of like write a letter like my son is not allowed to participate in these presentations, like with Border Patrol or even with like police. Obviously that's like a personal thing, but I don't think that they should be allowed in schools or especially in libraries, where libraries are supposed to be like safe spaces. Yeah, it's just a mess, but
I saw that there was also like a Washuck police car thing. Who? Ugh.
yeah, so that was last year actually. They had posted also, I don't know what branches it whatever. It was still the El Paso Library. They were like, come out and wash a police car. Like they were trying to really make it into this community thing, like the community's gonna come out and wash a police car to show our appreciation. And there was obviously backlash to that, so they canceled the whole thing and they were like
Thank
trying to play it
goodness.
off like, oh yeah, you're right, it's too hot to do that. Like, no, bitch, that's not the issue here.
Oh
Like,
my God. I
so
didn't even wash my own car. What
I know, I'm
the
like, just a mess, a
fuck?
fucking mess. But yeah, what to say? What to say about that?
What is, I mean, shit, El Paso. First of all, Border Patrol is not a career. Like, they have no
Yeah, and
business
it's
being career day.
especially here in El Paso, it's like fucked up because you're telling these kids that these people are their friends and you're trying to humanize them when they are the people that are going to turn around and like deport their friends and family or even, you
Them.
know, and yeah, and then saying like, oh, it's like a valid career choice. And it's like, no, I'm especially here in El Paso, like a lot of people go into Border Patrol and they're Mexican, right? They're Mexican American and they're like, oh, I need money, or just like the same reason people join the military. And it's like, that's not an excuse. It's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I knew a lot of. Know a lot of poor kids who were essentially dragged into the military. They're so
Yeah.
fucking predatory. Like they used to, in my high school, they used to always have they had a stand in every lunchtime, and you know, all of us, my school, most of us had like you know state subsidized lunches, and they used to like provide like more tasty alternatives for people who want to go talk to them. And they used to like really fucking integrate themselves into people's like life. Like I remember one dude who like you know, he was being raised by like a single mother and she like didn't have time for him a lot. And this motherfucker military person basically like gave him like basically was like a surrogate dad to him just so he can sign up. So he even bought him a car at one point. Like,
But that's the whole point of them. Yeah, like you said, like they're preying on like working class, like poor kids, especially like in high school. But even as young, like the kids in these library photos were very young. They weren't even high school. So it's like if we want our kids to stop joining Border Patrol, yeah, we need to speak up whenever shit like this happens.
I didn't even think it was weird until I basically left and met white people who like I saw like they could leave for lunch and go buy stuff in their local neighborhoods or whatever, but we were caged in. Like we had a huge tall fence that we couldn't leave. I saw a dude rip his finger off trying to jump that fence once. Not cute. You know what else is not cute? The state of the politics right now, state of the Democrats, especially give after the New York mayor Democratic primary, they've been showing their ass a lot more than usual. In case you're not in the loop, a Democratic socialist, Zohran just Mamdani, just won the Democratic primary, so he'll be the Democratic
Nominee.
nominee in November. And I don't know who his Republican counterpart is, but he beat Andrew Cuomo, who for some reason decided to show his ass despite something like a dozen sexual like harassment allegations, known like theft and fraud. He just took away like older people's like certain access to Medicare that has put a lot of older people in like really bad situations. He once requested former secretary's gynecologist reports or records to like countersue or something like that. But yes, Andrew Cuomo with all these things was backed by the Democratic Party as their main guy, funneled millions of dollars through AIPAC and other super PACs, and they still couldn't beat Zohran, who raised all his money through individual donations. Something like the average donation was like 21 bucks, and he raised millions in 20 increments of 21 bucks. That's crazy.
Democrats.
Which reminds me, fuck the Red Scare podcast. Those fucking white bitches were like talking shit about like Zohran and how like saying all sorts of racist shit. Like, if you still listen to like these two white sluts for your political news, like you are just so behind on like any type of consciousness that I can't even fuck with you. But those two girls have just gotten every fucking pass in life, only to just like spit on like working class and people of color. Like, yeah.
I have no idea what podcast this is, so.
Remember that girl who was like Sailor Socialist or whatever?
No.
2000 and, this is like 2016 or something.
Maybe.
Some girl went viral in that time because she was like nonchalantly answering like right wingers like bait questions, and she was dressed as a sailor, like in a little
Okay.
schoolgirl sailor uniform, and she got really popular and made a podcast that's supposed to be communist, but like from a cool slutty girl's perspective, cool hot
Okay.
slutty girl perspective. And you know, just recently said such horrific things, such as like she's glad that the BLM movement made black people uncool,
I think
because
I saw that.
yeah, 'cause she was tired of their like cultural dominance or whatever.
Okay, racist,
Yeah.
much.
So she said horrible things like that. And then she got
Okay.
dragged by Azealia Banks, which was scalding.
I saw that.
I forgot what she called her, but like something like a Slavic orphan or something like that. I don't know. That woman just has, she's the Shakespeare of drags.
Of reads.
Reads,
And
even
drags.
though she's super problematic and I cannot engage her anymore. But damn, when she hits, she hits. She's like anti-Palestine now.
Yeah.
She's taken that route that a lot of people seem to think is okay, is the black people got their own problems route. Yeah. Which there are black Palestinians, just like there's black immigrants. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not surprising. Again, nothing that Democrats do is surprising. They've done this before. They did it to Bernie Sanders.
Oh my God.
And like, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
they'd rather like spend again all their energy trying to block this man from being the nominee than fighting Trump, than fighting Republicans, which is why last week they voted not to impeach Trump. I don't
Wasn't he already
like it's
impeached too
not
before? Like, wasn't he impeached? Like after he was done, didn't they like retroactively impeach him? Didn't they like federally try this man? Isn't he like a convict like on paper already and still?
Sorry, I'm trying to pull up the exact numbers because.
It was something like 78. It was like a double digits, right?
But I think the 78 was pro, like,
Yeah,
impeachment.
pro impeachment. That's what I mean, yeah. And I think they're
Only out of, I can't find the numbers. Sorry, y'all. 128 Democrats join House GOP to block Progressives bid to impeach Trump. So, like 128 voted not to impeach him.
Oh my God.
So it's like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like,
That's
are
so
you just.
embarrassing.
And it is, but it's not like, it's not surprising. It's not surprising. It's just like infuriating. And I just, like I said on our last episode, like, I don't understand people still wanting Democrats to save them. Or having any faith or hope or any alliance to the Democratic Party. Like, I.
Yeah, that reminds me of like some radical leftists were saying that this moment is maybe like a danger to progressive politics because a lot of people are going to be turning on to being Democrats. And I don't know. I feel like we have to have some fucking optimism, right? I don't know. What are you feeling about that?
About what? Sorry.
Like not supporting Zoran or not being excited for him because he's ultimately just a Democrat.
That's how I feel.
Really?
That is
Tell
how
me
I
more.
don't know. I feel like he is being backed. If he's being backed by Sanders and AOC, that's what I think of him. I'm obviously at the end of the day, I'm not from New York. You know what I mean? But still, I'm like on both sides. Like, I understand, and I think the Democrats are pieces of shit for how they're going about and not supporting, not backing the blue or whatever. But on the other hand, I'm also like, I don't have any hope in any electoral politics. Like, I just don't. I have
There
hope
was
in other things, but not that.
like an
And I'm
AOC
very.
or a Bernie Sanders in El Paso, you would be like, fuck them.
If I what?
If there was like an AOC or Bernie Sanders of El Paso,
I think so, yeah. Especially in El
yeah.
Paso, I'd be pissed. Like, but I'd be on there. I like if it was a local thing, like I feel like I'd be, I don't know, I want to say I'd be on their neck. Like I'd be like pushing for something and not and like calling shit out versus just like they're progressive or being like whatever about it. I mean, that's like the minimum. That's like the only thing that you can do to like, because at a local level, it's a little different. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I'm not from New York at the end of the day, but I don't know. I would say I wouldn't follow them blindly. I wouldn't be like, hell yeah. Like, I think half of me probably would, I guess. Like, oh, this is better than the alternative. But at the same time, I wouldn't be satisfied with that. Or I wouldn't trust them, or I still like wouldn't let my guard down just because they're saying they're a democratic socialist or they're saying the things that I want to hear, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like,
But I mean, I get it. I understand people like, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
especially people in
like,
New York being like, hell
yeah.
yeah, like, I get it.
And he's gonna freeze their rent. He's gonna make public transportation free. And he's gonna supposedly, like, make the grocery stores, like, state run.
We'll see who he's running against.
Yeah. I fear that they're gonna sink him. The Democrats are gonna sink him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not even Republican. It's like with the help of Democrats, it's not even Republican. And
No.
all the xenophobia and racism I've seen directed at this man and at all Muslims
Yeah.
is also not shocking or surprising. But of course, Democrats only care about anti-Semitism, quotation marks, So.
Oh, you know, Cuomo is like threatening to run as an independent, and it's happened in the
Well,
past.
no, nobody wants this man.
He's got all the money in the world. And it's happened in the past where like a Democrat lost to a progressive in the primary, ran independent, and has won. It happened in Buffalo, which is just right next to New York. It's like the next big district or something like that. But it's happened in the past where, you know, the classical Democrat has like fucked over the progressive dude by running independent. And if anything, like that threatens to, at the very least, like split the vote to make way for a Republican to win. And so, like, if that could be how fucking New York ends up with a Republican as mayor.
And it wouldn't be surprising. It wouldn't be surprising that that happened.
And you
Anything.
know what? I'm reminded, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic about stuff, but I'm also reminded about how, like, Karen Bass, like the LA mayor, she was seen as, like, the, you know, the better of the two against the guy she was running. I forgot that dude's name. But he was, like, a, you know, billionaire asshole who had all the celebrities support him, like Kim Kardashian, Katy Perry. Like they were like making videos like campaigning for him, and he like was essentially like a Republican, and you know people of LA like really rallied to support Karen Bass on like a very ground like a grassroots level and thought she was going to be changed for LA, but you know she's had LAPD fucking help ICE. She's mismanaged, like, well, first of all, she cut the fire department budget by a shit ton of money and gave it to the police department. And so that's why we weren't ready. We had to call fire departments from other states, fucking Portland, Oregon, and fucking Las Vegas had to lend them firefighters because our budget was shit because of Karen Bass, and she was once the face of hope. So I don't know. I'm hoping that that's not the thing for Zoran. Yeah. I'm also like not putting all my faith in, you know, electoral politics. I know that much. But it's also like refreshing to see like a politician who speaks to like young men. That isn't that what we've been wanting for like the longest time? Like we've lost the male vote. Like, all right, bitch, now you got it. Like, do something with it. And on the same token, like I do hope that, you know, this doesn't become the same bullshit that happened with like AOC and Bernie, where like there was a lot of rah-rah online, but that didn't materialize into like organizing and community building. So I'm hopeful. Yeah. How do you, where do you find, if you, like, where do you find hope, Cassandra?
It's hard, especially like these last who this entire year, every time we record, I'm like, the state of the world and the state of politics is like bringing me down. Whereas before, like it was, but not to this level that I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just sometimes like, even when we record, I'm like, what is there to say? Like, what is there to do? But then I remember that there's a lot to do. And I find it like in little things like community, little community organizing things, mutual aid, like things like that give me hope in the grand scheme of things, right? Or like the alley protests that were coming up, like stuff like that, people fighting back in a meaningful way or even just connecting with each other gives me hope. But sometimes it does feel very overwhelming, or it has felt very overwhelming and scary.
I'm also reminded, somebody tweeted like, oh, when Zoran won, they were like, I've never felt, I haven't felt this politically inspired in a long time. And somebody messaged, replied to them, there were literally riots against ICE in LA recently. How did you not feel inspired by that? And that's real as
Yeah, there's
fuck.
like a disconnect. I think people that invest in electoral politics, and at the same time, it's like I could be like bitch, like to this person, like eye roll, right? But at the same time, I'm like, okay, then use that. Like, what are you gonna do with that? You're just gonna go out and vote, like that's it. Or I don't know if this person's in New York, you know, whatever. But it's like if you find motivation or hope in something, like use that.
Where are all the No Kinks protesters at? What are y'all doing? How was brunch this weekend? Y'all party at Pride?
Oh, to
Oh my God. I hate gay people in Portland so
stop.
much. That's what it all comes down to. Ooh, I just can't. This weekend I was like hanging out with the straights. And I was like, I need more gay friends. I cannot be straightening up with these people. But then I'm like, these are some of the most progressive people I ever met, also. And the gays in Portland are just so fucking basic liberal ass bitches.
Are they? That's
Had to
wild to hear.
block someone who I like followed because he was on the same, like he was briefly on the queer rugby team where I started out, and I had to block them because he was like, he posted a YouTube video, is like, fuck you guys who are queers for Palestine. You guys sound like you guys are chickens for KFC. Educate yourself, and posted some
Corny,
like,
corny.
yeah, and posted some like right-wing YouTube video. And I'm just like, oh, we are, no, oh my God. That's the state of fucking gays in this bitch. But back to Democrats. Girl, last time we did this dance with Trump, by midterms, you girls were benefiting. So figure out how to make that happen. Figure out how to actually fight. Because right now, you bitches ain't fighting. And yeah. And people are gonna wise up, like, to your inadequacy. Any last thoughts on everything that's happening with the Democrats?
No, the same shit as always. To yeah, We'll see what other shit they pull, but yeah, I have nothing to do with the Democratic Party at all, just nothing.
So, what's made you less bitter these last few weeks?
What made me less bitter today was
Oh,
that I got a really good tip earlier, and
work.
great way to start the week. But yeah, that made me less bitter because sometimes I'm like, am I even a good massage therapist? Am I even doing anything? Am I even helping people feel good? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm not that great. My coworkers are better than me, and I start getting in my head, and yeah. And then I massage someone and then I rock their world and I heal them and they tip me good. And it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. So that's what happened today. So I was reminded that I'm amazing.
This just in just happened. The U.S. Department of Education found Harvard at like they are at fault for being anti-Semitic somehow. So they will
The
face,
whole university.
yep, they are gonna lose all federal financial resources if they don't abide by the reforms that Harvard that the Department of Education sets for them. Damn. But I'm glad that you're getting affirmed. Mind you, Harvard still hasn't divested from shit. Like,
Yeah, which is interesting.
yeah. I mean, they're still like Zionists. So you can't even be Zionist and be safe from being anti-Semitic, apparently. Damn, bitch. It's like
Can't
fucking
win.
Salem witch
Can't
trials up
win,
in this
can't
bitch.
lose.
Yeah. Oh. The thing that's made me less bitter is that it's been sunny, it's been hot. I get to go back to my real color in a little bit.
And you were making fun of me at the beginning of the year because I was like, oh, the sun made me less bitter. And now you're saying the same shit. The sun does help. I'm
But
telling you.
like, it wasn't my thing for like months on end.
Well, it was my thing. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm excited to be have my full ass out starting today. Yeah. Just gonna be out in the river soaking the rays. Yeah.
All
And
right.
that is it for this episode. There's gonna be a bonus episode where we talk about Pride shenanigans, girly. So get on that Patreon, $10 gets you that bonus episode and a like and like 8 years of archival content, girls. So get to it. All right. All right,
So we'll
y'all.
see you.
Take
Bye.
care. Bye. Before we end this episode, I do want to give a shout out to our I know her level patrons, Fernando P, Selena P, Miranda E, Ronnie L, and Bianca G. Y'all are real ones and we definitely know you. If you want to support us and keep getting some podcasts, go to our Patreon. The link is in the description, patreon.com/bitterbrownfams. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.